So then to ensure that this change was down to the ETA and ETB receptors, I then used silencing RNA to knock out individual receptors. And here we can see control, we can see ET1 exposure, then we can see ETA receptor knockout, ETB receptor knockout, and combined knockout. With all of these genes, we can see that if we knock out the ETA receptor, we return levels back towards control. ETB receptors don't have this same effect, apart from CTGF, where we have a small but significant inhibition with ETB receptor knockout.